Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram. I am your daily lover, and we're going to get started with Frankie Beverly and Maze. I mean, yes.
Deep in my soul, I wish you happy.
not myself. You remind me of love. I've got my mind and my heart, yeah. And I believe in above and these happy feelings. I'll spread them all over the world. These happy feelings, yeah. I'll spread them all over the world. These happy, happy feelings. I'll spread them all over the world. Tell you about that feeling, yeah. Yeah. Alright, alright. Tell you about that feeling, yeah. Yeah. Every day. Tell you about that feeling, yeah. Yeah. I'm so thankful. Tell you about that feeling, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingram. And that was Frankie Beverly and Mae's family, Frankie. Yeah, we're going to get started by turning within, recognizing that there is only one power and one presence. And on this line, we recognize that power that is known by many, many names, that great spirit that we call God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing that there is not a spot that our God is not. So in this right now moment, we want to get very intentional about the breath. You see, there's power in the breath, family. And so as we tune in to that power, I want you to just get still and know there's power in the stillness as well as power in the breath. And I want you to take a deep breath and breathe in through your nose. Hold it to the point of vibration. Hold it to the count of eight. And then release the breath, family. Release the breath. And as we release the breath, I want you to release all things that are no longer serving a higher purpose. So in this right now moment, I want you to just breathe, family. Become intentional about the breath. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe, family. and release. Again, family, be still and know that I am God. Breathe. And release. And last time, be still and know that I am God. Breathe. And release. Come into the energy of forgiveness, forgiving, the sending energy of forgiveness into the great cosmic mother, Mother Earth, Mother Nature, and all the ancestral mothers. Let's breathe in forgiveness this morning, Father.
Day 4, a prayer of forgiveness. Today, I forgive my mother. Blessed Father God, Holy Mother God, today I ask for and allow myself to receive and experience your grace. Today I claim my freedom as I declare my willingness and readiness to release my mother from all hurt, anger, woundedness, judgment, disappointment, and sorrow hidden anywhere in my consciousness or being. I surrender all memories, experiences, circumstances, and situations where I have held my mother with blame or fault. I ask to be lifted above any and all judgments, critiques, assessments, perceptions, beliefs, and habitual patterns of thought in which I see and hold my mother as anything less than your perfect child. I ask that you fill me with your compassion, your truth, your knowledge that allows me to see my mother as your daughter, whom you love and in whom you are well pleased. Lift me beyond my intellect and ego that I may behold my mother with all my heart as you do. I rest in thee. I let it be. And so it is. Today, I forgive my mother. Forgiveness Meditation. This meditation is offered to support you in creating the experience of forgiveness within your mind and body. Forgiveness is the ultimate act of love. It is the choice to give away the hurt, pain, and memories attached to an experience, incident, or upset. Forgiveness transcends the smallness of anger, judgment, and pain, allowing the mind and heart to rise into a place of higher consciousness and love. In order to receive the full benefit of this meditative experience, it is recommended that you listen during a time and in a place where you will not be disturbed for 5 to 7 minutes. See, feel, imagine. Intended to be so, that you are sitting under a beam of golden light. That light comes from the heart or the mind of God, wherever that may be. And it shines down on you, covering you from the top of your head to the soles of your feet, throughout every aspect and fiber of your being. Golden light. Breathe the light in. And release the light. Breathe the light in. And release the light. And allow your heart to be filled with the following thought form. I forgive. I am forgiving. I am forgiven. I am forgivable. I forgive. I am forgiving. I am forgiven. I am forgivable. For every hurt or pain or upset I have ever experienced, I forgive. I am forgiving. I am forgiven. I am forgivable. For every abandonment, every rejection, every disappointment that I have ever experienced in my life, I forgive. I am forgiving. I am forgiven. I am forgivable. And breathe the light. And allow it to fill you from the soles of your feet to the crown of your head and down again from your crown to your soul, the golden light of forgiveness. I forgive. I am forgiving. I am forgiven. I am forgivable. Breathe the light and release. Knowing that the golden light of forgiveness is now integrated into every fiber of your being. And every hurt and every pain, every wound, every disappointment, rejection, judgment, belief, perception, that is anything but love, is now disintegrated in the golden light of forgiveness. As you know, affirm, believe, accept. I forgive. I am forgiving. I am forgiven. I am forgivable. I let it be. And so it is. And we take a long, deep inhale and a slow, complete exhale. A slow, complete inhale. A slow, complete exhale. And wiggle your fingers and your toes and stretch your body, allowing the energy of forgiveness to be fully integrated into every fiber of your being. And when you're ready, open your eyes. Focus your gaze upon one thing in the room. And take a long, deep inhale. And drop it with the sound. Bring your awareness back to this space, and this time, your body. Be renewed by the energy of forgiveness. As you move into your day, be sure to do something good for yourself. And be blessed.
Good morning. Yes. Forgiveness. Release. Let go. Good morning. You tuned in to the Love Journey. Your love experience with Janine and Ingram. Your daily lover. We're going to start off reading from the science of the mind. And guess what today's science of the mind is about? Stillness. Rest in the stillness. Howard Thurman once said, there is the rest of detachment and withdrawal when the spirit moves into the depths of the regions of the great silence, where the world's weariness is washed away and blurred vision is once again prepared for the focus of the long view. We're seeking and finding are so united that failure and frustration, although they are real, are no longer felt. Ernest Holmes said, if we ever get to that place of stillness, out of it everything comes. The uncreated creativity, the creative possibility of the individual out of the uncreated. You see, in our fast-paced world, we can find it challenging to make space for rest. As we embark on the unofficial beginning of summer, our attention turns to the slower pace this time of year can bring. We take vacations and long weekends to rest and have fun. Rest, however, is not limited to summer. It's important from time to time and year-round to rest, to contemplate and reflect, giving ourselves the opportunity to spend time in stillness. You see, years ago, I went on a week-long retreat during the Thanksgiving holiday, and I had never done such a thing before. And for the first 3 days, I found moments of silence and also moments where my mind would race from thought to thought. But by the end of the retreat, my mind was quiet and my heart was so filled with feelings of love and thanksgiving, it was freeing just to simply be. You see, this experience taught me that beyond my daily practice, I must take time to rest and be still. This insight shaped my spiritual practice as well as my practitioner practice. I have shared with clients the importance for our health and well-being of taking time to rest in the stillness and simply be still and know. While a week may not be possible, we must find sufficient time to rest, to relax, and to reflect without outside distractions to gain the full benefit. And when we take time to rest and be still, we emerge renewed with greater clarity about what matters in our lives. The affirmation is, I take the time to rest in stillness. I take the time to rest in stillness. That's reading from the science of the mind. You see, silence can be powerful. The time you get to commune with the presence of the higher power. You see, there's power in silence. You know what's interesting about life is the very things that can take us to the next level, the very thing that we can find essence of who we are, is the very thing that we find weak. You see, we always hear the squeaky wheel gets the noise, gets the grease. But if we really want to increase our potency, if we really want to increase the potency of our voice, silence can be a powerful tool. My granddaddy said, if you ain't got nothing to say, then say nothing. so many people always trying to find something to say. See, the silence can pass many messages. One is that you are somebody. Not a nobody, a person able to face a crowd and to wait. This is almost a biological power of the big, secure animal looking at harmless ones. People understand, or better said, they feel after this you have a better chance to be listened to. Silence have a tremendous application. I'm telling you, in the silence, there's power. In the silence, we can hear the still, small voice. We got to learn to use silence as another one of our powerful tools. Is a question that I am in because of some situation. I sit in silence. God, I need your answer. Direct me. Now, sometimes I get an answer quickly, and sometimes it doesn't come as quick, but it still comes. Silence is powerful. And I love that they talked about that today. Even though that's not the topic of our subject, I just want you to really think about how much time do we spend in our silence? Being still and silent. I want you to really hone in on that silence. Today we're going to talk about releasing. Releasing. And letting go. It's a deeper level of forgiveness. Because as we move through our forgiveness energy, and remember I told you God is calling us deeper. And now it's time to go deeper, family. You see, forgiveness and the power of releasing is like a Band-Aid and a cure. Because sometimes we're holding on to stuff emotionally. I was reading in Catherine Ponder's book. She said, it may come as a surprise to you that the emotional cause of our financial problems and health problems can be possessiveness and strong attachment to an idea, a person, a situation or condition in our life. Let me say that again. She said it may come to a surprise to you that the emotional cause of your financial problems, your health problems, can be possessiveness and strong attachment to a person, a situation, or a condition in your life. She said it may come to further surprise that you must emotionally release or gain release from that person, situation, or condition in order to bring healing into your mind, your body, and your affairs. Affections strongly affect your life, your health, your finances, your relationships, your career. Back of every challenge is a misdirection of the affectional nature. Any disturbance of the affection imbalances one's life. Often, though, we have often thought of intense emotional attachment as one of the highest forms of love. Let me say it again. So many times we think our intense emotional attachment is one of the highest forms of love. But quite the opposite is true. When that intense emotional attachment takes the form of possessiveness, it leads to bondage, whereas the way of true love is to free that which we love. In the knowledge that the way then opens for a more satisfying type of love to develop. One never loses anything worth having through releasing. Releasing is magnetic and it draws to you your own good. She said, if through strong emotional ties you direct the substance of your thoughts and feelings into someone else's life, which you should be using to your own, the lack then appears as could be ill health, financial loss, or some other form of imbalance in your own life. You see, the word release means to what? Set free. Set free. Liberate. Often it's not an enemy you need to release emotionally, but a relative, a friend, a thought. A fine healing formula to forgive your enemies and release your friends. Khalil Gibran has advised in the book called The Prophet, love one another, but make not a bond of love. Let there be spaces in your togetherness. Stand together, yet not too near. We often try to bend others to our will and call it love. I'm going to say that again. We often want people to do what we want them to do and then call it love. We try to bend, manipulate, and cause them to be what we want them to be. And then we call that love when it is only selfish possessiveness. When we wonder why those involved do not appreciate our help and why they react negatively. She said in this book, how they healed their spouses. A housewife had worried for months over her husband's illness. The more she tried to help him recover, the more he clung to his illness. And one day she learned of the healing law of release and said secretly to her husband, I love you, but I release you to complete freedom and complete health in whatever way is best. And when this wife had previously tried to help her husband by using various healing affirmations, he subconsciously resisted her attempts to will him back to help. And when she released him to find help in his own way, ceasing any mental effort in his direction, his former ailments disappeared. You see, in the area of health, the power release is so important. A woman with a severe cold coughed all night, not able to sleep. Her husband arose before dawn and invoked the healing law of release for her. And he said silently, you may cough all you like. I release your cough. It is nothing at all. And quickly his wife relaxed into a deep sleep. Upon awakening, she was completely refreshed and the cough was gone. You see, that's transforming power in a release. See, once we learn to forgive and we've forgiven the person, we got to let go. We got to fully and freely release these situations. Release is one of the most magnetic things we can do. On all levels of life, we need to practice release. Often we think we want freedom from our problems, when in reality, our problems want freedom from us. Though it can be ego-jolting, when we give them that freedom, they usually dissolve. Here's another story. On all levels of life, for 10 years, a divorcee and her former husband waged a legal battle over the custody of their children, and for 10 years, both experienced ill health, financial problems, and emotional frustration. Finally, this divorcee learned about the healing power of release. And as she began to release her children into God's care, she met and happily married a fine widower. His attempt to help her legally claim her children, who were living with her former husband, for some months, a legal squabble ensued. Bitterly, she wrote about the problem she was facing. It was suggested that she not only release her children to God's care, but also her former husband. And when she had continued to condemn, relieve us now, relieved to know what to do, she began daily decreeing to him, I fully and freely release you. I loose you and let you go. All that has happened between us is released now and forever. I free you to your highest good. This proved to be the miracle power that the former husband, who had remained unmarried for 10 years, soon remarried. The new wife convinced him that his former one wanted their children, and she should be allowed to have them since she was now emotionally and financially capable of giving them every blessing. Later, the mother of these children wrote, "How powerful is that healing law of release? My children and I are now living happily ever after with my fine new husband on his lovely country estate. What a contrast to those lean years we spent on a crowded apartment facing all kinds of emotional and financial problems." Who would think that just the simple act of releasing could bring and release you from your debt, from your financial issues, from your health issues? The simple act of releasing situations and things emotionally. Who would have thought that the simple act of release could emotionally release you from your finances, release you from health issues, release you from disharmony? Because remember now, when we think about release, release is the cure, whereas forgiveness is like the Band-Aid. This is a deeper level of forgiveness. We have to go to that level and release the emotional process that we're still holding on to. I may have forgiven my mom, but am I still living from the residue of abandonment, feelings of unworthiness? Not important, not deserving. Do I still have the residue of the emotional trauma that I felt when she didn't show up for me? Now, I forgive her, but have I released those things emotionally? And this is the level of forgiveness that gives us freedom from that emotional bond, because so many times we think attachment to is love. An emotional attachment, especially when it gets to the level of possessiveness, is not. And sometimes we don't recognize possessiveness, or we don't recognize emotional attachment, because it doesn't look like what we know possessiveness to look like. But anytime we want somebody to do what we want them to do, that's possessiveness. That's emotional attachment. Even if it is for the highest and best good. Or we think it could be for the highest and best good. Sometimes we hold our children just a little too tight. Sometimes we hold our spouses and significant others just a little too tight. We got to give people room to breathe and unfold into their highest and best self. And we have to let go of the emotional process. And it's so important that we let go of emotional ties and emotional attachments to things and situations, especially if we want to free up our money situation, especially if we want to free up and become a love magnet to attract the highest and best relationship in our life, or recreate the relationship that's already there. You see, release is a setting free. It's a liberation. And when you want to be set free from things or liberated from some kind of problem, you should speak words of release for both you and the situation or the person. We must give people liberty to live their own lives and must grant it to them, or else we're creating bigger problems. We got to release people. I loose you. I fully and freely release you. I loose you and let you go to your own good. I loose you and let you go to your own good. Because the good of one is the good of all, family. And when your prayers have been not answered, when your prayers have not been answered, though you have consciously sought the answers through spiritual method, is usually an indicator that you need to practice release. Release of some kind of person, situation, release of some financial, release of some health situation. As you do, you open the way for this situation to dissolve. Release them. You see, when we set things and other people free, we set ourselves free. And when you feel bound to other people, their attitudes, their behaviors, their way of life, is because you are perhaps subconsciously binding them to you. And when you begin to feel bound, chafing against the very bondage you have caused, always you personally hold the key to your own freedom. You turn to that freedom when you release the personality, the problem, or the condition that you think is clutching you. You are the master, never the slave of a circumstance. You become victor instead of victim when you dare to speak words of release to and for the person or the thing you think is binding you. Parents of teenagers have found a technique helpful. People have a way of unconsciously doing the right thing when they are emotionally free to do so. In her book, Healing, Catherine Ponder says, in cases of alcoholism, drug addiction, and other forms of mental illness, she said the use of release has often powered and proved to be the most turning point toward recovery. She said, often in matters of life and death, we clutch to us people who want to go on to the next plane of life. And when a person lingers between life and death, often after having a full life, you can be sure someone is holding them to this earth plane. And they should be free to go on to their good elsewhere. To such people, death is healing. It can be a welcome for release for these souls. She gives a story here. A businessman was concerned about his wife who had been in pain for many months from cancer. He said, I don't think she can take much more, and neither can I. What can I do to help her? He said, release her to be healed in God's own way, was the reply. The man decreed for his wife, I fully and freely release you. I loose you and let you go, and I let go and let God heal you in his own way. And within a few days, this woman passed on quietly in her sleep. You see, sometimes to let go and allow people to release themselves physically from the planet, and then emotionally, we have to allow ourselves to grieve and allow that person to be released even after death. Sometimes we hold on after death, she said, which keeps us emotionally bound. You see, words of release were spoken, and words spoken can release a person. I fully and freely release you. I loose you and let you go. I let go and let God. Here's another story. A school teacher was concerned about her mother who had been in a coma for more than a year. This beloved mother had a large family of children who adored her. And the daughter said, I know my mother wants to go on to the next plane of life to be with my father, whom she loved dearly. She has been unconscious for a year in a private nursing home, and most of her estate has been spent in medical care. But I have a brother who gets upset when the possibility of mother's death is mentioned. He seems to be holding her here. When words of release were spoken for his mother, words of release were then spoken for her son. You fully and freely release your mother. You loose her and let her go. You let her go and let God heal your mother in whatever way is best. Within 10 days, the woman passed on. Surprisingly, her son seemed relieved over his mother's peaceful transition. Release can bring recovery. Often when a person is released to their good, instead of dying, they can recover. a man of wealth was on his deathbed, surrounded by attentive relatives. When he felt more interested in the wealth than his health, this man seemed to torn between a desire to live and a desire to die. A business friend dropped in to see him one night, and when he was very low, the sick man shooed his solicitor friend out of the room. And then he began to complain to his friend, "They don't care about me. They just waiting around for me to get my money." And then he lapsed into a coma. And the visiting friend sat there by the bed as he lay subconscious, and he said to him, "You are now released from your relatives. So loose them and let them go. They have no power over you, and they cannot take your wealth from you. You are free to stay or go. The choice is up to you." That night proved to be the turning point in this man's condition. He rallied, regained consciousness, and later made a complete recovery and took control of his financial affairs. You see, your problems are sometimes caused by our possessiveness and our strong emotional attachment that other people have on our lives, either through their positive or negative thinking about us. Your words of release can cause other people to subconsciously release you. You see, emotional release. And sometimes it's unconscious. We don't even recognize that we are holding on emotionally to things. And this is so important that we know we can speak words of release and gain freedom, even from those who have passed to the other side of life. Sometimes it seems necessary to do so, especially when the deceased has strong personalities. You know, we got to understand that release is one of the most magnetic things to do. The healing law of release has long been emphasized and practiced in various ways. We heard it said confession is good for the soul. It's good for the body, too. You see, the religious practice of confessional is an exceptional fine form of release. Even much less sacred methods of release have healing power. In the autobiography of Mark Twain, he speaks of a famous pre-Civil War doctor who healed a patient by making her angry. Poured out upon the doctor her whole insulted mind, and she got well. Sigmund Freud found that the founder of psychoanalysis, he found that of 10 healed his patients by causing them to relive or consciously repress experiences of the past. As the old experiences begin to come to their memory, the patients usually discharge strong emotions, sometimes in tears, sometimes in resentments, sometimes in hate or bitterness. And when the pent-up emotion was released, there was a kind of mental healing taking place, and the patient was then restored to their powerful health. See, in counseling others, she said, "I found that once the person releases that pent-up negative emotion, their mind then clears and then is free to a solution." You see, the healing power of release in connection with old relationships and old experiences is pointed out in Emerson in a book called Compensation. He said, "We cannot part with our friends. We cannot let go our angels. But we do not see that they only go out, that archangels may come in." What he is pointing out, that release is a necessary part of growth, that such changes operate a revolution in our lives through which we cast off dead circumstances and worn out relationships so that new ones, more friendly ones to the growth of the character, can appear. What does that mean? That means sometimes we got to let go of good to get excellent. Sometimes we got to let go of the first stair to get the second stair. Sometimes it's time to go deeper, family. Release is magnetic. Release is magnetic. We never lose anything that is ours by divine right through the act of release. Instead, you make room for your particular good to appear. We got to let go of our tense holds on people, places, and events. Let go. Because there's healing power in release. And I want you to have these powerful affirmations. I now let go everything and everybody of the past or the present that has caused discomfort in, through, or around about me. We are all set free to our greater wholeness. Here's another one that Catherine Ponder gives that's good. It's kind of a releasing treatment. She said, I let go of my tense hold on people, places, and events and things. I let go of what goes. And I'm not afraid to let go of possessive attitudes toward my dear ones or toward my possessiveness or my possessions. For I know what I humanly release, I never lose. If it is mine by divine right, it is only that which I try to tensely possess that slips through my closed fingers and escapes me. That which I willingly surrender to God, I never lose. That which I willingly surrender to God, I never lose. That is something better will always be given me by my loving Father. Divine release produces perfect results of health, wealth, happiness for me and through me. It's powerful to let go of the emotional spaces that we are still holding on to that cause us to have ill health, financial problems, clogged financial problems, disharmony. Sometimes it's time to let go so that we can have higher and better things. Sometimes we got to release the old to get something new. Like clutter. I'm speaking to myself. Clutter. You got to let go so you can make room for the new family. You being called deeper to that soul level. Why are we holding on to the emotional causes? What they did to us in 1965 on Monday at 3 o'clock. Well, you just don't understand, Janine. He did. Let it go. I forgive him, but I ain't going to let go. I'm not going to remember. What is, I forgive, but I'll never forget. Well, I want you to forget. I want you to forget the emotional attachment to the idea of the pain that you're holding on to. So you don't get in new relationships because you feel the pain in your heart and you don't never want to be hurt again. And so you're holding on to the residue of that pain, that trauma. And I forgive him, but I don't want to be in no more relationships. That's not releasing it. Releasing is completely free from the idea that this was nothing but a lesson and that that lesson came to teach you a beautiful lesson and that lesson is a blessing. Whatever happened in your childhood and whatever your mom did or didn't do, whatever your dad did or didn't do, it's part of the divine process. Let it go. Let go of the emotional, intense energy surrounding that situation. Release is magnetic. Forgiveness is powerful. So many of us want our mothers to show up the way we want our mothers to show up. I was one. I wanted a mother who mothered me the way I wanted to be mother. I wanted God to give me a mother and a father I couldn't understand growing up. What all my friends seemed to have mothers and fathers except me. And at least if they didn't have fathers in their life, they had mothers in their life. But I had to give up the idea that I wanted my mother to be where I wanted her to be. And accept her for who she was. And it ain't being an acceptance of who she was. I began to learn her story. And learn who she was. And why she operated and navigated through life the way she did. Searching for love in all the wrong places. And then I began to do my healing, and I stopped attracting emotionally unavailable people. Because what happens is we shut down emotionally because we're not getting what we want, and we don't want to be hurt, and we go through all these things, and then we begin to attract emotionally unavailable people, and then we wonder why we're in the situation we're in. And all of it affects different areas of our life, depending on who you are. It may affect all your areas, or it might affect just your finances or your health or whatever. So I want you to know today, it is time for to release and let go. That's my message, family. It's powerful. Let go. Release. Go into the cells of your body and in your mind and ask yourself, what do I need to release? Where am I holding on to the idea of struggle and lack and poverty? Release. 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 Any questions, comments, concerns, star 6 and press 1 if you're on the Blog Talk Radio. It's releasing, family. We're in May, getting ready to go into June. We're almost halfway through the year. How do we want to spend the rest of this year? And you know what? I want to experience a deeper level, soul level relationship with life. Holistically, I'm ready for all that God has for me. And I know that in order for me to experience the fullness thereof, I got to go deeper. All right, family, I just want to tell you we got a great lineup next week. Got some really good conversation. June's forgiveness is forgiveness of our Father. So be prepared to heal that inner sacred masculine. Yes, that's what we're going to be doing in June. June is about the healing of the Father. That absent Father, that present Father, that Father that didn't show up the way we wanted him to show up. The Father, the sacred masculine. We've been honoring the sacred mother for May, but we're going to release the idea of our father emotions. That's what June is all about. All right, family, I want to remind you that your life is a gift from God.
It's peace and blessings to you.
Peace and blessings.
You know, this has been a real beautiful reacquaintance to the love journey. All 3 days were profoundly impactful to where I'm going and who I am. I want to be thankful and thankful that I was obedient to the presence of God. I thank you for this was like the icing on the cake to forgiveness. Believe me.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's truly my favorite cake with my favorite icing, with my favorite fork and plate. Oh, and ice cream.
Mm-hmm. Good morning, Emir J. I'm Christ the Third. Good morning.
Great awakening, great awakening. And yes, it is a beautiful awakening. I appreciate your presence and your power of insight. You saw that we needed to have this forgiveness ritual, forgiveness exercise, as well as the topic of releasing. I really appreciate this conversation. Looking forward to having it warm in my day, more as I make my way into today.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. That was Amir J. Otto Price III, y'all. All right, family, we're going to get out of here. I want you to have a phenomenal, amazing, love-filled weekend. And I want you to know, as you move through life, remember you are the gift from God. And what you do with your life is a gift back to God. I want you to remember to choose love. Love is a choice. And remember, not just dream, but live your God-sized dream. I want you to know while you away from me this weekend that I'll be thinking of you. This is Andre Crouch right here on The Love Journey. You've been tuned in to The Love Journey with your love experience. Yes, yes, I am your daily lover, Janine Ann Ingram. I want you to have a power, love, happiness-filled day and weekend as I'll be thinking of you.
Again someday, I'll be thinking of you. I'll be praying.